Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Grabs. I'm your host, Alex Pulowski, and everything sucks. The thing that sucks right now is that I have to watch Karen Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett and Satnam Singh get involved in some stupid thing. Just for God's sake, can they never be on TV again? I hate all of them. Every last one of them. I hate. I hope with them ejected that Pentagon murders Jay Lethal, and that he's gone, just in a pine box somewhere, rotting in the ground. I don't want to see any of them ever again. If they're dead, I really don't care. If that would help me never see them on TV again, their deaths, then I guess that's the sacrifice that they're going to have to be willing to make, so I don't have to watch them on TV anymore. So Rampage actually is a pretty good card tonight with at least important things on it. I mean, we had to watch Jay Lethal, but hopefully Pentagon wins. I don't know any spoilers. I didn't watch see what happened. So please don't put them in the chat. I appreciate it. SmackDown. God, I don't even know how to describe SmackDown tonight, guys. Like it's a very odd, they had the big super show, a spectacular spectacle, super spectacooper. They did that thing over in India today. So some of the roster was there. The show starts with Charlotte Flair and Shotzi Blackheart, or just Shotzi, I guess now, versus Bayley and Io. Shotzi looks great with his new hair. She's got it all twisted up into tiny little twists, the little spikes all over her head. She looks like Pinhead from Hellraiser. It looks really good. It's actually a really cool thing. I wish they would do more with her rather than her just be like, I'm the crazy lady who vaguely hates Bayley. It's just, they should do more with the character, but we'll see if they do anything with it. we got that tag match. Shotzi pinned Bayley again because Asuka showed up and stole the women's title from Dakota, who was standing there, who's not allowed to get physical. And so because of the distraction, at least they didn't have Charlotte pin Io. That's the only thing I will say about that. Shotzi pinning Bayley works. It's part of the storyline. I get it. God, I love Pentagon. Pence is just awesome. I wanted to beat Jay Lethal, not because I just hate Jay Lethal, but also because Penta versus Samoa Joe was one of my dream matches in like 2015, 2016. And now we get it if he wins this match, because Samoa Joe's definitely beating Jeff Hardy. But yeah, after the match, Io and Asuka have a face-off, and Asuka lays the title down between them, and they yell at each other in Japanese a bit, and then Asuka goes to the back. Io demands a title match versus Asuka. She says she is ready for Asuka. Asuka says 2 weeks, and later in a promo. So 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, which would be the 22nd, they have a pay-per-view on October 7th. So either we're just getting Io versus Asuka, which is a pay-per-view worthy match for sure. Either we're getting it not on pay-per-view on a random-ass SmackDown with 2 weeks between then and the pay-per-view, or we're not really getting it. It's going to be like a schmozzy finish, a no contest, or a disqualification, something like that. And they'll just redo it again at the pay-per-view a few weeks later. So, yeah, I guess we'll see. But I think they could have easily given us this for a first-time one-on-one, because I believe that is what it would be. A first-time one-on-one thing. God, I hate Jay Lethal so much. He's just the fucking worst. Yeah, Bahantes, step in there. Get the guitar. Don't allow the bad thing to happen. Yes, counter that stupid backflip thing he does off the ropes. Yeah, break his arm. Break his arm. Break, shoot, break his arm. Shoot, break it. Break it in half. Like, I want to see bone pop out of the skin. Come on, do it. Yeah! Well, no bone popping out of the skin. But, come on, Cerro Miedo. Here we go. Up, there we go. Package pile driver. Boom. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yay! Jay Lethal lost. Hooray! I get my Penta versus Samoa Joe match that I've wanted for 8 years. It's gonna be so friggin' good, and I can't wait to see it. Hello, Emily. How's it going? Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, you guys had to see that side of me. I really don't like Jay Lethal. Yeah, we're Asuka versus Io. That's good. It's good we're getting it. I feel like they should make it more important. But don't worry, Io won't lose the title to Asuka until she has to keep the title so she can lose it to Charlotte. It's a thing that I'm sure is going to happen. Oh, why? Nah, I unmuted it after the Jarrett and Lethal thing was on. I unmuted it to now have to listen to Chris Jericho, shirtless Chris Jericho, for some reason. God, do I hate Chris Jericho or Jeff Jarrett more? I hate Chris Jericho more. I mean, I hate Jeff Jarrett a lot, and I hate Jay Lethal even more than Jeff Jarrett somehow. But I hate Jericho more than both of them combined. Yeah, that's how much I hate Chris Jericho, that's for sure. Oh, Sammy Guevara is going to come out and talk. Hey, Sammy, can you talk about why they booked you guys to beat Aussie Open on Wednesday if you were just going to fight about it after you won the match? Can you talk about that, Sammy Guevara, now that you have a microphone? Can you talk about that ridiculous booking decision that made no fucking sense? All right, here we go. If you're going to do this angle, why did you book them to win? Why? Why, Tony Khan? Why? Will Washington? Why? God damn it. Just kiss and get this over with. God, why is this suck? Why? Everything that Chris Jericho does is fucking shit. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to have them fight? You're going to have them fight as like a we gotta fight to become better friends bullshit. You're gonna do the double vest and the beige shit where they fight each other to become better friends? Is that what you're fucking gonna do? God damn it. I hate everything they do with Chris Jericho. It's always so bad. This does not make sense. Your commentator clothes don't have a shirt. Your outfit you wear to commentate doesn't have a shirt, Chris. Yeah, let's waste a match on Grand Slam. The two of you guys fighting, but not for real. Fighting is a joke. They hug before they fight. I fucking hate this. This is fucking stupid, and I fucking hate it. And it's all fucking Chris Jericho's fault. God damn it. The fuck is this goddamn waste of fucking time? Fuck. LA Knight came out on SmackDown today to cut a promo on The Miz, because The Miz did a stupid fucking thing on Monday. The most I have ever disagreed with Kate is about that Miz segment on Monday. It was fucking awful. So goddamn dumb. It took a clever idea and drove it into the ground. Over and over and over and oh God, what a fucking horrible segment. So LA Knight, because he's smart, is right. And so he cut a promo on The Miz while also like hitting Kevin Nash with a couple of strays for no reason. Like he mentioned the this is where the big boys play. Look at the adjective, play. We didn't come here to play. Of course, it was a Kevin Nash misspoke. Instead of adjective, he should have said verb. So LA Knight referenced that and called Kevin Nash, I mean, he subtweeted him basically, called him a fucking moron. So yeah, it's bad stuff. No, this was fine, but I don't know why Kevin Nash had to get astray. Anyway, he's interrupted by a couple of crotch goblins. That's what he calls them. LA Knight, is interrupted by Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, or as they are going to start calling themselves, A-Town Down Under. They're going to be a tag team, and listen, putting them in the tag division is fine. They'll probably become champions before any team that I actually like becoming champions, but it's a way to keep them out of the singles division, which they don't belong in. So good. Keep them busy elsewhere. But the thing about it is, for me, is that what you've got with LA Knight is he's wrapped up in a feud with The Miz that he's going to win next week, because he's got another match with The Miz next week. So hopefully that's it. Plus, he's also now feuding with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And like, this is so far beneath him. Like, he should be the U.S. the champion right now. You will never convince me that he shouldn't have just gotten a match versus Austin Theory for the U.S. title at SummerSlam and beaten him for said title. There is no way that shouldn't have happened. And so we just have to wait for him to do something else. He went backstage to talk to Adam Pearce about getting The Miz next week, which Adam Pearce said yes, but Paul Heyman was there for an unrelated reason that I'll talk about in a second. But Paul Heyman's like, hey, we haven't been formally introduced. I'm a huge fan of your work, but a little advice. When you come to the door here and the man outside tells you that I'm in here, you knock first. Do you get it? And LA Knight gets real close to him and goes, yeah. And so we're going to get LA Knight is starting. They're starting there. This is the first tease of an eventual LA Knight versus Roman Reigns program. Listen, the report is that he got a big new contract, LA Knight did, and that he is internally listed on SmackDown as the top babyface on SmackDown. Which, I mean, good. He should be. But if he is, you're telling me I gotta wait months before he can get a shot at the top title or even a fucking title? If he's the top babyface, you're going to waste his and my and all of our time having these fucking dalliances with the likes of The Miz and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. John Cena is going to be on SmackDown next week. He's going to be on the Grayson Waller effect, the talk show thing. How much you want to bet that turns into a main event next week of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller versus John Cena and LA Knight. Great. I mean, we're just wasting fucking time here. Taya Valkyrie out with the Bunny and on Anna Jay, Penelope Ford. What a cool faction of badass women. Like, they're all very different. They're all stylish and cool. They've got matching gear. This is a fucking faction of badass, cool women. I love it. These four women together, they've all got fucking matching gear. This is awesome. Yes. Women's trios belts win. Let's do this. And they can fucking freebird them. This is great. I don't know if Penelope's injured or not, but she's out there with them, so she's part of this faction. Jimmy Uso is backstage. He's got a We the Ones shirt on because he says, last week, I didn't want to have to do with it. I don't have anything to do with y'all. But little brother, Solo Sikoa, comes up to me and says, you're out of the bloodline when we tell you you're out of the bloodline. And apparently nobody told me I was out of the bloodline. So I guess I'm still in the bloodline. And if I'm in the bloodline, what's the plan for tonight versus AJ Styles? How are you guys going to help me win? You know, that's how we do things. But his music is still like that he's on his own. He's by himself now. So I feel like this is just like a couple of week story that they can then retcon away from, because it doesn't make any fucking sense for him to be the first guy to kick Roman in the face and to not be in the bloodline and to want nothing to do with the bloodline. But now he's wants to get back with the bloodline. This is really dumb and convoluted, and I hate it. So AJ Styles put his hands on Paul Heyman because Paul Heyman talked some shit to AJ Styles backstage, and then Jimmy Uso came and saved Paul Heyman's ass. So, that's what we got. Oh no. When I put in the Patreon thing, I accidentally copied and pasted the word unlisted. That's funny. I'm going to get rid of that. That's hilarious. Behind the scenes here, people. I copy and pasted unlisted accidentally, and I don't want that there, so I'm going to get rid of that. That's really dumb. Goodbye. Okay, I saved that. That's weird. LA Knight is getting He's getting, he's the one of the absolute top merch seller, you know, in the company. He's like selling all kinds of t-shirt. He's getting pops that rival John Cena's. He's the top dude. I don't know what to say. Judgment Day comes out to cut a promo about how great they are. And they say, oh, but now that they're tag champions, they can show up every Monday and Friday. They already do. They did that before they became champions. You didn't have to put the tag titles on them if you wanted them to be on both shows, as evidenced by the fact that they were already on both shows. Ridiculous. The Brawling Brutes interrupt them. You get the Brawling Brutes versus the Judgment Day. There was not a lot on the show tonight, guys. We got the women's match to start. LA Knight versus Austin Theory happened. LA Knight won, thank God. I guess I didn't mention that. I just mentioned the promo part. But yeah, Austin Theory versus LA Knight. He called them crotch goblins. That's why this is the title of the show. I didn't have anything else to talk about. And then this Judgment Day versus Brawling Brutes thing, and then the main event. That's it. Literally, that's it. That's it. Four matches. One, two, three, four. Four matches in a two-hour show. Four matches in a two-hour show, guys. I don't know what to say about that. At least I'll be done talking about it soon. That's all I can say about that. Brawling Brutes versus Judgment Day went on a long time. Judgment Day won, because Dominic. Pete Dunne went to the top rope to do some kind of double team move with him and Ridge, and then Dominic shoved Pete Dunne off the top rope. They're not calling him Pete Dunne, but I refuse to call him Butch. So don't panic if you ever hear me calling him Pete Dunne. That's just me calling him Pete Dunne. That's not them calling him Pete Dunne. They still call him Butch, but I refuse to ever call him Butch. So anyway, Dominic cheats to win the match for the Judgment Day. So get used to that shit for the next, I don't know, 9 to 12 months. Well, four matches on Rampage is half the, I'm assuming that's what you mean. In half the time, they had the same amount of matches. So that's what we're doing here. This match is fine, but the Judgment Day wins because of course they do, because Dominic wins, helps them win, and that's dumb. It is what it is. It's just, you know. The OC is really pissed at, they're really pissed at AJ. Oh, sorry. AJ's really pissed at Gallows and Anderson because they didn't come to help him when Jey Uso attacked him. And he was like, listen, no, we're the ones who told you not to get involved with all that bloodline crap. So this is your fault. We're not getting involved in this shit. That's your business. We don't want anything to do with that. So he came out without the OC. Like, is the OC breaking up? I don't know. But before that, the Judgment Day stands tall. And apparently they said earlier in the night that the bloodline is crumbling and we're going to take over. But then, after they stood tall, the three of them there, then Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, who are internally listed as heels, came out to stare down, to get nose-to-nose with the Judgment Day. Bobby Lashley and Priest, Montez and Finn, and hilariously, Dawkins and Dominic Mysterio. So I guess we're going to get like a 3-on-3 feud out of this, involving also the tag titles being up for grabs in some matches. But what a hilarious 3-on-3. Damian, Finn, and that's it, versus the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. I say "and that's it" because Dominic can't fucking wrestle. And if you have a 3-on-3 with the Judgment Day guys versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Business, whatever we're going to call them now. That's a 3-on-2 handicap match. That's how bad Dominic is at everything. He doesn't exist in that equation. He doesn't count. He can't wrestle. Like Angelo Dawkins is very good, but he's by far the third best wrestler in that trio. And Dominic is so far beneath Angelo Dawkins. It is disgusting. Bobby do the hurt lock on Dam and then just like snap his neck. Just snap it like forward. Just fold his neck, like his chin into his sternum. I'm sorry I have such violent fantasies tonight. Just the people that I hate, I'm so tired of watching them that all I can do is facetiously fantasy book injuries for them. Kayfabe injuries. Or maybe Dominic gets out and they put in JD McDonuts. JD McDonuts can be in there. I mean, it'd be great to have Rhea Ripley in there, but, you know, they won't do it, so. Oh, no, Sheeta and Britt Baker collided. What an accident. That surely did not look planned at all. Britt Baker. The bunny tapped out immediately. There was no fight in her whatsoever. Okay, Britt, they won. Good. So the girl, the nice ladies won. That was Britt and Sheeta and Sky Blue versus this really cool looking faction of badass women with matching gear of Taya, Anna Jay, the Bunny, and Penelope Ford. Oh, come on. You're not going to do that. Sheeta, you're not that dumb, are you? I hate when they book people who are smart to be dumb. Sheeta being pissed that, like, Britt was obviously shoved into her is so fucking dumb. It makes her look dumb. Don't book your people to look dumb. Oh, hey, Hook's talking. Hey, Hook's talking. Hey, Hook, what are you saying, Hook? Hook's got the title back, guys. N in the H, always. I would always prefer Sheeta and Athena. Always. There are very few matches I would prefer over that, actually. Who does Hook face at Grand Slam for the FCW title, I wonder? Oh, she doesn't have to like Britt, Tom. She doesn't have to like Britt, but she can be smart enough to realize that was an accident. Yeah, there's too many. There are too many breakup storylines. You're right. There are too many breakup. Can they coexist storylines in AEW? You're absolutely right. So the dumb friggin' thing here at the end of SmackDown. AJ Styles and Jimmy Uso have a really long match. Jimmy loses. Solo and Paul come out on the ramp and watch. AJ is overly preoccupied with watching them. Still hits a phenomenal forearm to win the match. And then he's leaving and the Judgment Day show up. Like, Solo goes into the ring to like check on Jimmy. and the Judgment Day show up and they beat up AJ Styles and roll him into the ring so that Solo Sikoa can give AJ Styles a Samoan spike. And you can actually hear one of them say to Solo, peace offering? So, like, the Judgment Day don't want to run afoul of the bloodline, which, in their words, is crumbling. So they roll AJ Styles into Solo Sikoa so Solo can spike him. Doesn't Damian Priest have the briefcase? Are they under the impression that Roman Reigns will see this and go, ah, so I don't have to worry about Damian Priest cashing in on me ever because they gave me a peace offering of AJ Styles? What a dumb storyline this is. I don't even know, man. Also, great way to build your brand new heel that is positioned on the card as a top dude in Jimmy Uso, by having him lose to a guy who hasn't been properly utilized in a top spot in fucking years. Well, not years. I guess he did have that match versus Seth Rollins back in May, but we all knew Seth was beating him. So, all right, fine. Who hasn't been properly utilized in almost 5 months. All right, let's watch this Bucks match. All right, well, all right. I hope the Ceases are going to be watching because there's going to be a special guest commentating the main event. But until the main event, I'm here. And so we're watching the Bucks. The Bucks are doing things. They're doing Northern Light suplexes, the Bucks are. To the Cool Hand and the Daddy Madge. Oh, no, there's Jake Hager. What is he still doing there? What are you still doing there, Jake Hager, with wearing your ridiculous clothes that you wore? What's going on here? Oh, well, look at that. There was a big suplex there by the Daddy Madge. Listen, I love the Young Bucks. This is also a comment on how I like my men now. I like the Young Bucks. Yeah, that's right. Nobody over 50 for me. Uh-uh. I like the Young Bucks. Not too young, of course. I mean, we don't want to... I don't want to accuse me of being a cradle robber. Nobody under 40, but nobody over 50. I like the Young Bucks. That's what I'm going to say. Is there a where's your hat chant? I had not heard it. I had not heard the chant. I had not heard it. Inch the Young Bucks taking a very long time here with the Daddy Madge and the Kale Cool Head Edge. Why must we have the Chris Jericho talking? His voice is so annoying. And believe me, I know all about annoying voices. But I think the Chris Jericho has an even more annoying voice than yours truly. I mean, Joe and Jeff can't go long. Listen, I dated two Joes and a Jeff over the course of my life. And let me tell you, both of them could not go long. They could have used Blue Chew. That's what I'm going to say. The Bucks. Oh, here we go with the BTE triggers. Oh, both of them. 1, 2, 3. We didn't even get any commercial breaks during that match. We didn't even get any commercial breaks. What do I think about hockey players? Well, usually they don't have a lot of teeth, right? I usually like my men to have all their teeth, which is why I'm going for the young bucks and not the older fellas, because too many of the guys my age don't have all their teeth. So, I mean, but I suppose you could throw some dentures in there. I'd go for a Gordie Howe or a Ray Bourque. I could go for a Ray Bourque. I could. Listen, Gordie Howe and Ray Bourque are the extent of the names that I, Linda, know of hockey players. So I think Ray Bourque is a fun name because it sounds funny. Ray Bourque sounds funny. Also, there's a Q in it, which is honestly, it looks like Ray Bourque. Like you're asking him why in Spanish. Ray Bourque. This is true, JS. Hockey players know how to use their sticks, which I'm going to say is probably a euphemism for something, but I understand it. Keep it Oscar Mayer wieners. Listen, my wiener has never been named Oscar. I never had an Oscar Mayer wiener. I never had a wiener with... I have never had sex with a man named Oscar. That's all I'm going to say. So my wiener that belongs to me has never been named Oscar or Maya for that matter. That's all I'm saying here. This is just Linda talks about commercials she's watching. There's a commercial here for Dynamite. We're already going to watch it. You don't, as a general rule of thumb, if anybody is watching Rampage, they already know about Dynamite and they're probably going to watch it. Just a tip from me to you. You don't need to advertise Dynamite on Rampage. The people watching Rampage already know about Dynamite. Trust me. Oh, help for hair loss. Hymns for hair loss. That fella needs a lot of different problems. He's got a lot of problems with it. It doesn't look like it's necessarily entirely hair loss. There's too many apps. There's an app called Dave, and apparently Dave will give me $500. I don't trust you, Dave. I believe there's probably strings attached to that $500. That's $500,000. Dave, you're going to give to me and you don't expect anything in return? No, I don't think so, Dave. You can keep your app, Dave. I don't want your app. The best thrills are on TNT this month. It's got Back to the Future. All three of them. Oh, Jurassic Park is on there. Jurassic Park. Oh, Ocean's 11. Oh, the Ocean's trilogy. I love that. I love that George Clooney. He's over 50. I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers. He's too old for me, but he's also just the right time. Hey, it's Santana. Where are you going, Santana? What you gonna do? What new challenges are there for you, Santana? Oh. Santana doing, he's going to do some kind of. No, not another guy in the game. He's going to ride solo dolo. Oh, we can ask him if he gives a damn. I'm assuming the answer is no. Santana, he's got an attitude problem, and I like it. I hope Roderick Strong just breaks the back of that little twink. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. We're going to hear from so many people tomorrow on Collision. We're going to hear from all of them. Oh, Dios del Inframundo, Aerostar, Metalik, and Gravity versus the Bullet Club Gold. That sounds fantastic. We're going to hear from so many people. They're going to put microphones in front of everybody tomorrow on Collision. This is what Collision is, apparently, without CM Punk. Just, do you have anything to say? Here's a microphone. The Fatal 4-Way next week. You know, I like that Toni Storm. She reminds me of Greta Garbo, as well as Gloria Swanson, as well as Jean Harlow, as well as Betty Zavis. She reminds me of a lot of different, you know, actresses from back in my day. So here, the main event up next. So seriously, we just had another. Here we go. Samoa Joe destroying the waterlogged corpse of Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe. Jeff Hardy, listen. Samoa Joe is going to kill you, Jeff Hardy. He's going to kill you. He's going to do it. There's nothing you can do about it. Jeff, the face paint, I have to ask. You look like you smushed your face up against a Picasso. It's just so much. This Rampage had a lot of good things on it, but then it kind of ran out of steam there, didn't it? This match is going to be about 6 minutes long, which honestly it should not be any longer than that. Oh, yes, I do. I do love Toni Storm's new catchphrase. Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe. I don't have any shoes here. I usually walk around the house barefoot. I know I shouldn't do it, but I like to let my tootsies air out. Here comes Samoa Joe. Well, the match is about to start, so I'm going to bid you a fondue, and I will see you all next week. But apparently there's somebody else who wants to be here and talk about the main event, so I'm going to let him show up, okay? So, all right. Goodbye. Good boy. Hello, it's me, it's Ricky Rainbow. I'm going to watch Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy. And we'll see what this match is all about. Jeff right now is spinning this towel around his head and he threw it into the crowd for no reason. Jeff Hardy's face paint makes me very anxious. He's got so many eyes on his head, far more than you should. Mostly I like when you have two eyes. He seems to have multiple eyes, too many more. Too many more. Hello. Hello, MD Cyclo. Hello, Lieutenant Photo. Thank you for your service. Jeff Hardy trying to be aggressive, but I think that's just going to make Samoa Joe angry. And Samoa Joe is reverse Irish whip into the corner. But Jeff gets the boots up. A big flying clothesline knocks down Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe kicks out at one, though. Oh, you have not done enough damage to Samoa Joe to secure a pinfall. Hello, Ali C. Sewell. Ricky's gonna kill you. Ricky's gonna kill you. Ricky's gonna kill you. Listen, I've only killed 4.5. I've only killed 4.5 people in my life, so I don't know if I should have my own chant about me killing people if all I've done is 4.5. I mean, the chances are that I'm not going to kill you. If I've met thousands of people in my life, I've only killed 4.5 of them, so I don't think I deserve a chant about me killing you, because it's far from a certainty, is what I'm saying. Now, have I ever been a waiter because I am serving? Thank you, Emily. Yes, it's very good. Oh, no. Samoa Joe He just kicked Jeff Hardy in the head. I'm going to try and not look at the commercials and only look at... This is hard. I'm going to try and not look at the commercials and only look at the Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy match. So let's see what happens here. Okay, I'm not looking at the commercials. And I've muted the sound of the commercials so I can only see out of this eye while I look at Samoa Joe, who has put Jeff Hardy in a kind of chin lock rest hold. Joe's gonna kill you. Joe's gonna kill you. Joe's gonna kill you. See, I can't see. I don't know if Jeff is unconscious or not, because he's got that big eye on his forehead that is wide open. So I'm not sure. Oh, he's going to try. He was going to try the jawbreaker. Oh, no. Big shoulder block from Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe does not stand for any of your guff, Mr. Jeff Hardy. Just won't stand for it. Oh, one, two. Well, no, it's only a two count. Jeff feeling feisty for some reason. Apparently, he likes being punished. No. No, there we are. There's a knee in his back and he's pulling on his arms. That does look like it might hurt. I'm trying not to look at the commercials because I don't want to be distracted. Oh, look, it's all-you-can-eat boneless wings from Applebee's. Six sauces.
What kind of sauces are there at Applebee's? Boneless wings, those look scrumptious. All you can eat for only $12.99. Oh, a TBS original. Oh, it's American Dad. I like that show. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to be watching the commercials. I'm supposed to be watching Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy. But it's so hard, I must have the ADD because I can't seem to concentrate on the little tiny screen. Oh, big headbutt from Joseph. Samoa Joe with the big headbutt on. No, we're back to live now. No more commercials. I can take my hand away from my face. Oh, there we go. He hit the jawbreaker that time. He hit the jawbreaker that time. And yet it broke Samoa Joe's jaw. He didn't, though. It's kind of a misnomer, that name for a move, because it very rarely breaks people's jaws. Oh! Samoa Joe did a walkaway spot on a running crossbody. Oh, now a low drop kick knocks him out of the ring. Oh, Samoa Joe, you scamp. You're such a scamp, Samoa Joe. Look at you walking away from a man doing a running crossbody. I think a lot of people have scouted your scouting and they would expect you to walk away from a top rope spot, but you walked away from a running spot. You're such a little... You're a stinker, Samoa Joe. Yes, you are. All right, here we go. It's Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy here. Oh, the punching and the punching, more punching. There's so much punching going on. Samoa Joe just punching. And he's clapping now. Samoa Joe, you're so irreverent. That's a legend you're in the ring with there, Jeff Hardy. But you yourself are a legend. Oh, Jeff. Oh, looks like we're going to do another walk away. No, this time it actually worked. Whispering in the wind. And it lands on Joe with a whisper in the wind. There's not much time left. I don't know here. I think Samoa Joe is probably going to win. But you never know. Jeff Hardy could pull out a miracle here. Oh, the crowd is chanting Hardy, Hardy. Hardy, ha, ha. Oh, big running clothesline, running elbow. A big, like a running kind of a skipping clothesline there, kind of. Oh, an atomic drop. And then, oh, the big double legs to the balls. And then a low drop kick to the face. And then the elbow. Now he's going to pin Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe kicks out, though. I don't think that's going to be enough to put away Samoa Joe. Jeff Hardy. I don't think that's going to be enough. You've got to dig deep. You got to dig deep, Joseph. No, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what are you doing? Are you going to try a twist of fate? No. Joe caught it. Off comes the shirt. Off comes the shirt. Jeff took off the shirt. Oh, no. That was a bad deal. You never, ever turn your back to Joe Samoa. Because Joe Samoa will always put you in the coquina clutch. He's going to choke all the life out of you, Jeff. Jeff, that was a bad idea. Turning your back to Samoa Joe like that. Samoa Joe is definitely going to hurt you. He might kill you, but he's definitely going to hurt you. Joe versus Penta El Cerro Miedo. And that's on tomorrow night on Collision. And Darby versus Roderick Strong tomorrow as well. I certainly hope it's going to be Samoa Joe versus Roderick Strong. in the final of said tournament, but you never know. It might not work out that way. Anyway, this has been I'm not Samoa Joe. I'm Ricky Rainbow, love. And listen, this has been Ricky Rainbow. I'm a mystery wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a egg roll wrapper, wrapped in a flour tortilla. And I love you very much. Thank you. What do I say now? Is there a catchphrase? I know Orange Cassidy doesn't have a catchphrase. Is there a catchphrase for this? I'm not really sure. Do I just say goodbye? Toodles. Everything sucks.